What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on AutoTrader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on AutoTrader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Good morning to you. It is Monday. I don't know how many of you are going to have that post-vacation, post-holiday weekend hangover. Monday always smacks you right in the face if that's you, or if you were out doing whatever it is that you wanted to do that entertained you over the holiday weekend. I'm glad to be back for a few nights. Be honest, I've only got 3 shows this week because my brother's celebrating a milestone birthday. And so the second half of our family vacation, the first half was in Texas last week. The second half of family vacation comes up in Virginia, DC area later on this week. My sister-in-law and my nieces have a bunch of events planned. We're also secretly celebrating my mom's retirement as a teacher. She doesn't know that, so don't tell her. Although she has to fly from Houston, and right now Houston appears to be closer to the path of Hurricane Beryl than it was, say, 48 hours ago. So thinking about all of those people who are waiting to see what track Beryl takes and bracing for its impact along the Texas coast. Please be safe. Take care of yourself. Don't take any unnecessary risks. And like many of you, just thinking about my people who are there in Texas and potentially going to deal with the effects of the hurricane. And it did strengthen yesterday. It went from tropical storm back to hurricane. I've been watching the Weather Channel as well as social media to see what else I can discover about it. Between record heat, which generates a bunch of storms with the humidity, just the heat and how it impacts the weather as well, and then hurricane season. So a lot that can be happening in different parts of the country. So please, please, please be careful. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Thanks so much for hanging out with us on Twix, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. I haven't posted any photos from the Blue Angels yet, but I will. Also, I just want to clarify, I know some of you may think I completely made it up. Maybe I misheard the man, and the 800 miles per hour was something to do with the combined planes, but I know he said 800 miles per hour multiple times because my husband and I both heard it, and we commented on it because it seemed extreme. So I've been reading a little bit because some of you called up and Ryan answered the phone and said that they don't travel that fast. I have seen they travel 700 miles per hour with some of these flybys that they do and some of these passes that they do low and slow. You know, they're kind of the other end of the spectrum. So they have their slowest speed. They have their highest speed. And it looks like it's about 700 miles per hour. So I'm not sure how I misheard that. I know he mentioned 800 miles per hour. But like I said, maybe it was about their combined speed or who knows what else. So forgive me if I got that wrong. This is not my area of expertise. I just know that they had an MC, essentially a narrator, who was kind of spewing out all facts and their history. And they're not just pilots who are doing tricks. You know, it's a symbol for the Navy. And they also do have a Marine pilot always. One of them is always a Marine. But they're mostly Navy, and their crew is over 100 people. Something I learned in the documentary about the Blue Angels that I watched last month is that these pilots never do their own pre-flight checks. That's entirely on the crew. They have two crew chiefs for every plane, and those crew chiefs are responsible for every aspect of that plane, including the pre-flight checks. Can you imagine being a pilot? For those of you who are a pilot, they do not do their own pre-flight checks because of the ceremony that's involved and also some of their other responsibilities. And it just blows me away, that kind of trust with a team. So it's well over 100 people that work on this team with the Blue Angels, and it's about precision and dedication and excellence. It's about their history, which is over 100 years old. It's about their commitment to what they do, but also about raising awareness, right, about the Navy, of course, and kind of being ambassadors for the Navy, too. And so it's pretty cool to read about them. And being at the Binghamton Air Show on Sunday, a chance to climb through the C-130. I don't care if it's old. I don't care if it's not a new model. I've never been on a C-130 before, and it was awesome. So that was another aspect of it that I really enjoyed. Forgive me if I got some of the numbers wrong. We heard what we heard. I guess we didn't have the right context for it, but I did get some really amazing photos. I was kind of blown away. And actually, it's kind of funny because how often do we go to events now and we're so anxious to capture the moments on our phones that we don't really experience the full, just the full joy or the full awe of it because we're busy trying to take pictures. And my phone died. I have an old phone. I need to get it replaced, but it doesn't hold a charge much anymore. Somehow it went from 50% to 30% and then to 10% in the span of about 5 minutes. Anyway, it died halfway through the show. And I was really bummed out initially because I wanted so badly to get some photos and some videos. And then what happened is that I just put my phone in my pocket and enjoyed the show. So I did get a few really cool photos before my phone died. My husband got some awesome videos with just the sound is amazing in and of itself. Some of the tricks they do, I'm telling you, they set you up. It's a bait and switch, but it's awesome. I highly recommend it. They're only halfway through their summer season, which means they're coming to an air show or an airport near you. They actually travel a little bit like Major League Baseball teams where they go from site to site every weekend. They do two shows most of the time and they move on to the next one. It's a little bit like what you would do if you were constantly on a road trip as an athlete. They have to pack up and move to the next place and pack up and move to the next place. So I have so much respect for what they do. It was amazing to see them in person, regardless of if they were going 700 or 800 miles per hour. So I swear I'll get to some of those photos when I have an opportunity. I hope that you enjoyed your holiday weekend. It was not a typical July 4th for me. No fireworks, nothing. But the family time and the wedding, they were special. Because we got to see people that we love and that we don't live close enough to be able to see them on a regular basis. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Again, Twix or Facebook, you can find us there. Our phone number, if you promise not to swear, 855-212-4227. This is the first show for me post-producer Jay. And yeah, I've had 9 different producers. He was special for a lot of reasons, probably my closest friend among the producers that I've worked with. And so he will be missed. I'm sorry that many of you didn't know. It's the business. It's how it goes. Some of you were freaking out that it was me too, just because I took a vacation. Nope, still here. Can't get rid of me that quickly. Just back and catching up after a trip to Houston. And as I say, second half of our vacation actually happens this week when we head to Virginia. So the NBA silly season had begun when I took off. We knew Klay Thompson was going to be a Dallas Maverick. So that news broke before I left for vacation. It gave me a chance to absorb it a little bit and think about it. But I don't think it'll be fully real until next season when he's not wearing a Warriors uniform. And honestly, as much as it's strange for us as fans, it's even stranger. Steve Kerr called it bizarre on Sunday in an interview, this idea that Klay Thompson will not be on the Warriors roster.
I just want to say thank you to Klay Thompson for 13 incredible years, 10 of which, you know, I was there for. What he did for the team, the organization, for the Bay Area, for me personally, the relationship that we had, all the incredible success, but more importantly, the just going through it all together has been so meaningful and so amazing. And we're going to miss Klay. You know, we wish him the best. These things rarely go like you want, where you get to draw it up and execute it and everybody goes out together. We were hoping that could happen, but it didn't. You know, we wish Klay well, but we love him and we'll miss him. And Klay, if you're watching, thank you for everything.
So Steve Kerr is at USA basketball training camp as they get prepared for the Paris Olympics. So we're talking about a who's who of the NBA, which does include Steph Curry. He was there as well. He did a sit-down interview with Malika Andrews of ESPN, and Steve Kerr was part of the interview as well. So we got the comments from Steve Kerr as Team USA is wrapping up their practice on Sunday, and he right away started in about Klay, wanted to make sure that he had his comments out there, his emotions out there, this idea that Klay has been part of really an iconic stretch, a legendary stretch, not just for the Warriors, but for the league as a whole.
I haven't ever had, you know, fantasies that this thing would, you know, just go on for another, you know, 5-6 years and every, you know, Steph, Klay, and Dre would retire together and I would retire with them, and you know, there's never been that thought.
Steph said that it was certainly a fantasy idea that they would be able to retire as a core, all of them remaining Golden State Warriors, meaning he, Klay, and Draymond Green. But that it is a business and it's really hard to keep groups together, cores together like that. I mean, think about it, you know, talking about Team USA and LeBron James and the fact that he's managed to form a core in multiple different places, twice in Cleveland, once in Miami, obviously in Los Angeles. And really, he's had different running mates. So it's not even been the same core. The two times he was in Cleveland, it was different cores. It's really challenging to be able to pay these guys, especially as successful as they have been, and to keep them together, especially now when the NBA rules about luxury tax threshold are ever more punitive. So Joe Lacob of the Warriors, he wants to get them under the luxury tax threshold, which wasn't an issue, say, 5 years ago. They were more than willing to pay the luxury tax, but now we're talking about losing draft picks. And if the Warriors are going to get back to the point where they're competitive in the West, they need those draft picks. So it becomes, as I say, much more of a punitive, kind of a punitive response from the NBA if you go over your salary cap and that threshold. So they really, not only did they not have the money to pay everyone the same, but also Klay Thompson, like it or not, I hate it because I think the Klay Thompson story is incredible. I've loved watching him play, but also what he overcame with the injuries, the torn ACL, the Achilles. We're talking about injuries that might have derailed other careers, especially back to back. And yet Klay Thompson returned, helped the Warriors to win a fourth ring. And even after he got benched, he worked his way into the starting lineup again for the Warriors late last season. But they've got to make some changes themselves. They need their rookies to grow up and get better. And they didn't believe there was a huge market for Klay Thompson. So he felt like they undervalued him and maybe should be paying him more based on his history. Sometimes it's tough to find out that your company doesn't value you as much. But it doesn't mean the people don't value him. So, you know, Steph talked about what he most wants for Klay is that he'll find joy again, that he'll find the joy in playing basketball the way that he did early in his career. And also Steph went on to say he just doesn't think that we'll ever see this kind of a dynasty in the NBA again, which I think is pretty interesting. You can believe him or not believe him. He capped it with, "It sucks," quote unquote, to not have Clay as his teammate anymore, noting this to Malika Andrews that he, quote, desperately wanted him back in a Warriors uniform this season. But I love that both Steve and Steph want that Clay would be happy and productive and would be able to play basketball at the highest level again, more than they want him as a teammate. And I think that speaks volumes of their relationships. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Also, at these Team USA practices, a lot of conversations around Bronny James. LeBron is with Team USA. Bronny is not. That would be way too much over the top. He's busy with Summer League. But, of course, his dad is getting asked about him.
Just want him to continue to grow. Practices, film sessions, his individual workouts. You can't take anything from, like, star stat-wise from California Classic and Summer League and bring it to once the season starts. So, you know, the only thing that matters is him getting better and stacking days.
So he just wants to get better. He wants to work hard through film, through the reps, through practices, that kind of thing. So LeBron is in Vegas with Team USA. That's where they're holding their training camp. Bronny James is part of his Summer League. He makes his debut over the weekend. And the scrutiny, I don't know, Ryan, would you say that the scrutiny is more or less for Victor Wembanyama going back this time last year?
There is less scrutiny, but people want to hate more in the way. So Wembanyama was the first overall pick. They're going to hate on him more. But Bronny, there's too much attention on him, so fans are more likely to keep making fun of him.
Oh, making fun. The thing is, there's a lot of potential there, but that's all we really know because he played so few games in college, is already signed a deal with the Lakers. It's a little bit like LeBron coming right out of high school. It's not that different. LeBron never played college ball. Now, LeBron is LeBron. I'm not saying his son's going to be the same, but just that their paths are relatively similar because Bronny, not only did he have the heart episode, but he played so few games at USC. He initially put his name into the transfer portal and then decided that he would try his hand at the NBA draft, maybe knowing that the Lakers were going to pick him at 55th because they wanted to keep LeBron for his last year, if this is it. LeBron, meanwhile, has signed an extension with the Lakers. It's for 2 years, but it's a player option for year number two, meaning he can decide that he doesn't want to play the second year of that deal, but he signed for less than the max. Give LeBron some credit. He wants to play with his son. He's got more money than he will ever be able to spend, I hope. And he calls it a dream come true to play with Bronny. So if that's what's most important to him more than money, then look at him putting his money where his mouth is, so to speak. He left nearly $3 million on the table so that Los Angeles can avoid going over the salary cap and dealing with the restrictions and the punishments that come along with it, and maybe giving the Lakers more flexibility. Of course, Bronny also signed a contract, and as I say, now making his debut in Summer League, and a lot of people around him, a little bit like Victor Wembanyama a year ago, although I don't know if that includes an encounter with Britney Spears.
Just being aggressive, believing in myself, knowing that I can make plays for myself and my teammates, but on the defensive end, just staying solid, just playing my game on the defensive end, especially because I believe that I know how to play on the defense end.
I know he's still young, and he's about to be a rookie, or he is a rookie in the NBA. I almost said WNBA. But you can hear LeBron. If you didn't know that was his son, you might think that was a younger LeBron.
If he wakes up in the morning and he's got a little groggy voice, it's the exact same.
Yeah. You know what's funny, too, is it happens a lot with parents and their kids. For those of you who are big Tom Hanks fans, he's one of my all-time favorite actors. His son not only looks like him, but also talks like him and has some of the same mannerisms. If you've never, Colin, I think, is the son. Colin's the actor. Colin Hanks is the actor. Anyway, if you didn't know better, you would think you're listening to a younger Tom Hanks. Another example, how about Tiger Woods and Charlie? Now, Charlie doesn't say a lot, but their mannerisms are so similar. Or for those of you who are big-time sports viewers or maybe play-by-play listeners, how about Ian Eagle and then Noah Eagle, his son, who's relatively early in his play-by-play career, but I think is going to be doing those games on Nickelodeon, the NFL games moving forward. He sounds identical to his dad and some of the same pitch and expressions and just some of the same inflections you'll hear with Noah that you do with Ian. It's pretty incredible.
It's also because you grew up with him, listening to him probably on the radio or TV. So you kind of pick it up on the way.
I remember the tail end of Jack Buck's career. I don't believe what I just saw, which was the Kirk Gibson home run in the World Series. That's before your time, Ryan. I was a kid, so it was obviously before your time. But I can't recall whether or not Joe Buck, I didn't hear enough of Jack to know if Joe also has some of his mannerisms. But I know that there are people who would say Harry Carey and Chip Carey, that there's some similarities there too. Also didn't hear a lot of Harry Carey other than in just replays or videos, that type of thing. But yeah, it is pretty interesting to hear Bronny and feel like you're listening to LeBron James. So what about the jitters playing in his first game in Summer League?
Every first game that I, you know, step on the next level, it's always some butterflies in my stomach. But as soon as the ball tips and we go a couple times down, then it all goes away and I, you know, just playing basketball. So, you know, it's always going to be there, but, you know, I get through it.
Something else that I thought was kind of funny, too. We know that LeBron is relatively sensitive to what people say about him. Remember the whole debacle with taking his talents to South Beach and the TV special and how people blasted him, me included, because the Cleveland Cavaliers found out on that TV special like everybody else did. I thought that was so tacky and unprofessional. But you remember, he got criticized by guys like Charles Barkley and others, and he was ticked off. He took it to heart. He was angry. He admitted a couple years later that he was angry that first year in Miami, and it really affected him. And so he does an interview after practice on Sunday in which he was asked about the scrutiny that Bronny's getting and all the attention that his son is getting, and he says, and I'll read you the quote, "He doesn't care. I actually care a little bit. When I came in as a rookie, I wanted people to like me. And some of the things that people were saying about me kind of bothered me early on in my career." Then there's this pause. "He doesn't give a bleep." So I guess he's learned from watching his dad all these years, or just the fact that his family's been in the spotlight for so long. But sometimes it can just be personality. You don't give a crap what people say about you. I was not blessed with that personality trait. It took me a while to kind of figure out how to navigate social media and public comments about me. Generally, rule of thumb is if you don't know me, you can't offend me. If you don't know who I am and you've never been where I have been and been in this studio, then whatever you say is just that. It's based on a lack of knowledge and a lack of understanding. But apparently when it comes to Bronny, he doesn't give a bleep. That's the base level. Thanks so much for joining us. Hope you enjoyed your July 4th holiday and maybe a holiday weekend. Lots of traffic on the roads on Sunday. I did not get road rage. Might be a first for me. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
That is yet another nationally televised game for Caitlin Clark, the Indiana Fever. On this particular occasion, which was Saturday, it was a game in which she once again dazzled and achieved something that no other WNBA rookie has ever achieved before. So for Caitlin Clark, she had flirted with a triple-double going back, late June, and had ended up one rebound shy. But against the New York Liberty, a game in which they trailed by 11 in the fourth quarter, but really clamped down on defense and were able to hit some big shots, she recorded a triple-double, first ever in franchise history. So no other Indiana Fever player has ever had a triple-double, and she's the first rookie in nearly 30 years of the league to ever have a triple-double. That's the call on CBS. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. My mom watched it on tape delay because we were still there. Bob and I were still visiting in Houston on Saturday, so she watched the game after we left. And I asked her if she wore her jersey when I was at the airport. No, I didn't wear it for this game. I don't think she's superstitious, but she better get her jersey out again. So Caitlin Clark ends up with the big points early. So three deep triples in the first quarter that kind of set the tone. Liberty were down early. They rallied. And then it was her passing late. And something that really struck me about this broadcast and watching the game, where, of course, it was a sellout at the Field House in Indianapolis, is that when she pulled down her 10th rebound or ended up with her 10th rebound, the entire place erupted. Because the fans were charting her stats during the game. That's crazy. How often have you ever been to an NBA game or even a college basketball game in which the fans are paying that close attention to an individual player's stats? I can understand if it's 50 points or if it's 60 points or something along those lines that then fans start to pay attention. But to know exactly when Caitlin Clark got the 10th rebound so she would have a triple-double, to me, is pretty astounding. It just another piece of evidence about how locked in the fans are when it comes to Caitlin specifically. And so she was aware that she got the triple-double because the fans erupted. But mostly what she's concerned about, and she said this after the game, I'm just thankful that my teammates are making the shots, right? I'm passing them the ball, but the reason I have all those assists is because they're making the shots, and mostly the fact that they're winning. This was a victory over the team with the best record in the league, a team that had already beaten the Fever three times, I think, going back to the early stages of their schedule. And so what she cares most about, and if you've seen, you know, the locker room video or her walking off the court or the video I found on TikTok, it's a first in the history of After Hours. I've never, ever before today in this show pulled audio or had a producer pull audio from TikTok. I don't know what this means. It may be a very dark road that we're walking down. But she's more excited about the fact that they continue to improve as a team and they continue to win.
Yeah, I think you celebrate it and you enjoy it, but also at the same time, there's still so much we can learn from it, and it gives you a lot of confidence. But, you know, everybody's going to give us their best shot. Like, that's just what it is. And I think it also, you know, shows us we can play with the best. We just got to be confident. We have to do what we can do. I feel like we're definitely playing better as a team. So just continue to build off of it, learn from it, and keep building and try to stack more wins.
On TikTok. Ryan, I think didn't know if I was serious or not when I told him that I needed some audio off TikTok.
So I believe TikTok is it's the new thing.
Do you have a TikTok?
I do.
How often do you look at your TikTok?
Once a day, twice a day, depending.
Oh, all right.
But when you're on it for like 10 to 15 minutes.
That's what I've heard. My younger niece told me, now this is going back during the pandemic, that she joined TikTok because the app gave her suggestions for what she would like based on what she had already viewed. And I said to her, what's different from YouTube? Oh, it's just quicker. It's easier. The videos are shorter and you just keep going. You keep scrolling. And I just watched her do it for about 30 minutes before. Okay, I'm good now. I'm not cool.
Yeah. Once you're on it for about a week and you like the post you want to see, it'll knock you down to a T. Even if you're,
it'll peg you. Like AI?
100%.
Oh, okay. Does that scare you in any way, shape, or form?
Yes, it does, but it's not my issue at this point. I have to enjoy it while it's still here.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right, because the United States government may be banning TikTok if the Chinese don't sell it. Hey, you better watch out. I'm telling you, the Chinese, they already have all your info from your social media.
So does the Americans, so it's okay.
The Americans.
The government.
I like how you say that. So do the Americans. They're after me as well. The Russians, they're on my tail. He's a spy.
If they want to find me, they can find me.
That's it? You just throw in the towel. Give it up.
Well, yeah. If anybody put effort in, you could probably find anyone.
Don't say that. I try very hard to protect my address and where I live.
It's true, though.
The Americans could find you if they wanted to.
The CIA, FBI can find us.
I thought the CIA wasn't allowed to operate on native soil.
I didn't know that.
Oh, I feel like the CIA is not supposed to operate in the U.S.
But the FBI can.
The FBI certainly can find you, Ryan, so beware. Can you at least let me know whether or not they found you before we decide about our next producer? Because I don't feel like replacing you if the FBI finds you.
There's no reason to.
The Americans can find me, too. The Americans. I like how you say that. Yeah. You, of course, you're including yourself in that group.
Oh, yeah, of course. I can find myself, hopefully.
The Americans. Wasn't that a really popular show, The Americans?
Maybe.
Ryan and I have completely different frames of reference when it comes to our pop culture and what we grew up on, which actually is kind of fun because I learn from guys and gals his age things that are cool and things like my nieces are your age, Ryan. So I learn a lot from them. Like what I'm not supposed to say. I'm never supposed to say that I'm hip or I'm not hip. Apparently, that is really uncool and uncalled for, they tell me. Auntie Amy, don't ever say that. Okay.
Yeah, hip hasn't been used in...
Okay. I don't care. Here's one thing you need to know about the show if you're going to work on it, Ryan. I don't care what's cool. I do what I do, and whether it's cool or it's not cool does not concern me.
It's just a guidance. It's not...
It's like a bumper when you go bowling and you're terrible at it. They put bumpers in the gutters. It's just a bumper to kind of keep you on track. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I did just see this post on our Facebook page that I wanted to mention because I didn't want to mislead anyone. I just know I heard what I heard at the Binghamton Air Show on Sunday. But let's see. We got this post on our Facebook page from Lannis. He says, regarding the Blue Angels, when the announcer said the planes were flying towards each other at 800 miles per hour, he may have meant their relative speed was 800 miles per hour or 500 or 400 miles per hour each. Okay. I know he said 800, and I swear he said miles per hour, but I guess I did not get the context. However, I appreciate the insight there. Again, it's like Ryan giving me some guidance to keep me on track. It's something in which I am in awe of, but I don't know a whole lot about it, to be sure. All right, we'll get to Chicago Johnny's call when we get back. But yes, Caitlin Clark with a triple-double. Angel Reese with 13 consecutive double-doubles now, which breaks the record set by Candace Parker over a couple different seasons. She's done it in 13 consecutive games in her rookie year, which, of course, has never been done before. But now we're talking about a Candace Parker record.
I'm just trying to be consistent for my teammates, doing whatever I can to help my team. And I think I didn't do enough tonight, but just being able to be there for my teammates and knowing that I have a job to do every day, no matter if I'm a rookie or a vet.
Also, I really love how Angel Reese is direct when people answer a question, and she's confident. She's not going to feign self-deprecation, if that makes sense. She's not going to pretend that she does not have confidence in herself. And so someone asked her whether or not she surprised herself to this point in her rookie season.
I surprise myself every day. I think I'm supposed to surprise myself before I surprise others. I don't really care what everybody else thinks. I am who I am, and I just want to be better every day for my teammates.
I surprise myself every day. I wish I could say that. I just love how she puts it. I surprise myself every day. This coming from Angel, who also told us that Caitlin Clark is not the only reason that people are tuning in to the WNBA. Well, she's making sure that it's not the only reason with the way that she's tearing it up underneath the glass. So great rebounder. Teams are planning for her. If you don't box out Angel Reese, it's to your detriment. So pretty incredible to see what these two rookies have done. The dynamic rookie duo, if you will. All right, here's our latest sports update.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Some of you are reminding me that the C-130 used by the Blue Angels is nicknamed Fat Albert. Yes, he's fat, and he has a long wingspan. And I did take some photos. I haven't put them up yet. I've just been busy tonight. But I did take some photos of what I thought was a comical juxtaposition of this enormous aircraft. I don't care if it's a new model, an old model. It's a huge aircraft. An enormous C-130 with these gigantic wings, not to mention the engines. Oh, my gosh. And people are parked underneath it with their lawn chairs and their towels, their blankets, because they recognize that in the shadow of the C-130, they can get relief from the sun. There were at least 100 people on both sides of the C-130 that was out there just off the runway. And it was empty. All the equipment was out of it. No people in it. A couple of, I believe they were members of the Navy, that they were in talking to people and answering questions. But otherwise, you're just talking about a completely empty C-130. And this is how close you can get to it. Not only can you walk through it, climb through it, and sit in the seats where we did, of course, take selfies, Bob and I, but also you can sit in the shadow of its wings. Or when the plane provides a sunblock on one side or another, you can sit in the shadows and just sit close enough to touch it. They don't care. I think that's amazing. Nowhere else would you be able to get that close to an airplane that's still in service and that bears such an important role. And yet the beauty of the air show is you're up close and personal with a lot of these different aircraft, both past and present. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, and our friend Chicago Johnny is listening in Vegas, where it was only, 118 degrees on Sunday. Hi, Johnny.
No, we just got to 117.
Oh, 117.
But it's going to get hotter this week.
Yes.
They said we can get up to 122.
I don't understand how people deal with that.
Well, Amy, there's so many ways to cool off.
A pool?
Over here.
A pool?
The pool, the casino. I mean,
the
convention centers. There's just so many ways to cool off.
Okay.
So it really is not as bad as they make it.
Oh.
I mean, trust me, it is hot. I mean, it is extremely hot. I never experienced Vegas this hot. But
here's the thing, though, Johnny. My mom has a pool. It was only 100 in Houston, though it was pretty humid. But we tried to get in the pool for some relief, and the water was 91 degrees, so it really wasn't that much relief.
Well, you see, out here, they pump in cold water.
Ah, smart, smart.
And that's how the water out here, they try to keep it at about 80 degrees.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
So they do pump in cold water. So believe it or not, when you go into a pool, it is refreshing.
Okay,
refreshing.
I'll take your word for it. Good for you. Please be careful.
Oh, don't worry. I'm doing fine. I'm having a ball. I had a very great weekend. But here's what I wanted to say. First of all, I got a chance to talk to Jay on Wednesday and say goodbye to him. And I told him if he ever wants to come to Vegas, I'll set him up as a job. I'll get him as a casino host.
Oh, nice.
He will do fabulous.
It's a new career for producer Jay, a casino host.
He would do fantastic. Now, as far as the Blue Angels.
Yes.
I'm a Marine. And back then, I had the liberty to fly the Blue Angels.
What?
And the hundreds of hours that you have to be trained is unbelievable. You have to teach you how to breathe so that way you don't pass out, because they will not allow you to pass out.
Mm.
But it is amazing what these machines can do up in the air. Now, watching it, you know, from the sky is pretty spectacular.
Mm.
But being inside the plane and they're doing these maneuvers, we were flying directly at each other.
Right.
And within the last, like, maybe 2 seconds, they break right. And it's amazing what these machines can do. I mean, but being inside the cockpit is unbelievable. The power that these machines, the engines set off, is unbelievable. You can't imagine it. But so I actually had the liberty to
That's
fly
amazing.
With them.
I'm and jealous. That sounds awesome.
But the hundreds of hours, Amy, that you have to train to be able to sit in that cockpit is really something.
Oh, yeah. They're very decorated pilots. And part of the documentary was about the selection process for the incoming pilots who replace the outgoing. So you serve a 3-year term, and then you either go back to whatever else you were doing in the Navy, or you're out at that point. But yeah, they were talking about the hours and hours and hours that they put in before they ever hit their first air show. And yeah, they do an entire summer season. And what I've read is that they have an estimated 11 million spectators who view their demonstrations, their performances every year, 11 million across the board.
When I was in the plane, we actually hit a speed of about 600 miles per hour.
Okay, did you throw up?
No, I didn't. I don't know how I did. I kept it in.
That's amazing.
But they prepare you. They prepare you.
So I hear. That's awesome. I'm so glad.
You know, all of a sudden you're flying, and all of a sudden the plane stops. It just stops.
Yeah.
And then takes off again. It's just unbelievable.
Sounds fun. Sounds really fun.
They're amazing, amazing Navy pilots.
Mm-hmm.
And I will never forget that as long as I live.
Oh, but good. Well, thank you for sharing that with us.
I'm glad to have you back. And, I'll be listening.
All right. Sounds good. Take care. Thank you, Chicago Johnny. I love that he called up personally to bid farewell to Jay. Jay could not leave until Chicago Johnny bid him farewell. It's our Mob Museum host when we were in Vegas for the Super Bowl in February. Yeah, just reading more about the Blue Angels because I'm enthralled by them. Ever since I saw the documentary and now having had a chance to see them in person, I haven't put the photos up yet. I will, as you can imagine, with not that Ryan doesn't do a good job, but with different people working and filling in on the show, it's a little more responsibility on my end just to make sure we keep up with our forward motion. We keep having consistency on the shows, even with its rotating, revolving door behind the double pane glass for at least the next month. But Ryan is back for the next couple shows, as am I. Wow, look how that worked out. Survive your Monday. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Boom!
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on AutoTrader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on AutoTrader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons. The diseases that I am protecting my child against, they're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.